And welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of Leos Janáček's Janúfa. Here we are now entering Act Two. Months after Laka slashed Janúfa's face, she gave birth in the winter, but after many weeks, Štěva has not yet come to visit his child. Janúfa's face is still disfigured, but she is happy in her love for her baby. And while Janúfa sleeps, her stepmother, Kostelnica, summons Štěva and demands that he take responsibility for his child. He answers that while he will provide money in secret, no one must know that the baby is his. His love for Janúfa died when Laka spoiled her beauty, and he is now engaged to marry Karolka, the mayor's pretty daughter. Štěva leaves and Laka enters, and he too still doesn't know the truth about the baby, and when Kostelnica tells him, his first reaction is disgust at the thought of taking Štěva's child under his wing. Fearful that Janúfa will be left with no one to marry, Kostelnica hastily lies that the baby is dead. Laka leaves, and Kostelnica is faced with the apparent necessity of making that lie true. She wraps the baby in a shawl and leaves the house. Later, Janúfa wakes up and says a prayer for her child's future, but Kostelnica, returning, tells her that the baby has died while she slept. Laka appears and comforts Janúfa gently, asking that they spend the rest of their lives together. Seeing the tenderness of the couple, Kostelnica, in spite of her heinous crime, tries to convince herself that she has acted for the best. Here we are now at Act Two, Janúfa.
Thank you. Thank you. Sasha, lasem mnie nic, nie wtedy ocima. I ona was podobna, krótka, a żałosna. Gdyż se mi rano po wodzie ubiga, ja mnie ma ulicą rozstaty. Więc ta lasta i mi podeszła, a winne to, niech nie będziesz za uprzymość. Takie se boim, i mi przypada te tak inna straszna. Jak będzie jaka posmarka, teraz mi za mną chodziła, a my do was le domana. Od nas już głowna zasnijmy. Do nich ta żołota ruka, już wiersze, czemu koniec?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of Leo Sianicek's Yanufa. We're now at Act 3, where it is now spring and Laka and Yanufa's wedding day. All seems right again, except for the fact that Kostelnica is a nervous wreck. Shteva and his fiancée Karolka visit, and of course the village girls sing a wedding song. Just then, however, screams are heard as the water has thawed and the body of the baby has been discovered in the mill stream under the melting ice. Yennefer immediately says that the baby is hers and, in spite of her grief, appears guilty of infanticide. The village is ready to exact immediate justice against Yennefer, but Kostelnica, overcome with her own grief and guilt, calms the crowd and confesses her guilt, explaining that she committed the deed out of concern for Yennefer's future. Hearing the whole story, Yennefer somehow forgives her stepmother, and the crowd takes Kostelnica off to jail. Yennefer and Laka are left alone. Yennefer asks Laka to leave her, as she cannot expect him to marry her now, and he replies that he will not leave her, and that he wishes to spend the rest of his life with her. And now we enter Act 3, Yennefer.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Je jej dit que bez vědomí umřelo.